Proverbs, chapter 27. Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring forth. Let another praise you, and not your own mouth, someone else, and not your own lips. A stone is heavy and sand is weighty, but vexation by a fool is more burdensome than the two of them. Wrath is cruel and anger is overwhelming, but who can stand before jealousy? Better is open rebuke than hidden love. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are excessive. The one whose appetite is satisfied loathes honey, but to the hungry mouth every bitter thing is sweet. Like a bird that wanders from its nest, so is a person who wanders from his home. Ointment and incense make the heart rejoice, likewise the sweetness of one's friend from sincere counsel. Do not forsake your friend and your father's friend, and do not enter your brother's house in the day of your disaster. A neighbor nearby is better than a brother far away. Be wise, my son, and make my heart glad so that I may answer anyone who taunts me. A shrewd person saw danger, he hid himself. The naive passed right on by, they had to pay for it. Take a man's garment when he is given security for a stranger, and hold him in pledge on behalf of a stranger. If someone blesses his neighbor with a loud voice early in the morning, it will be counted as a curse to him. A continual dripping on a rainy day, a contentious wife makes herself like that. Whoever contains her has contained the wind or can grasp oil with his right hand. As iron sharpens iron, so a person sharpens his friend. The one who tends a fig tree will eat its fruit, and whoever takes care of his master will be honoured. As in water the face is reflected as a face, so a person's heart reflects the person. As death and destruction are never satisfied, so the eyes of a person are never satisfied. As the crucible is for silver, and the furnace is for gold, so a person must put his praise to the test. If he should pound the fool in the mortar among the grain with the pestle, his foolishness would not depart from him. Pay careful attention to the condition of your flocks. Set your mind on your herds, for riches do not last forever, nor does a crown last from generation to generation. When the hay is removed and new grass appears, and the grass from the hills is gathered in, the lambs will be for your clothing, and the goats will be for the price of a field. And there will be enough goat's milk for your food, for the food of your household, and for the sustenance of your servant girls.